Did you know there's a no-code way to connect sensors like this one to Azure? Well, there is, and the IoT Plug and Play Bridge will help you doing so. Mahmoud from the team building the IoT Plug and Play Bridge is here to tell you everything you need to know about it on the IoT Show. Hi, everyone. You're watching the Internet of Things show. I'm Olivier, your host. Thanks for joining. We have Mahmoud today on the show. How are you, Mahmoud?
I'm great. Thank you, Olivier. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining. So today we're going to talk about IoT Plug and Play and a specific feature or actually offer that you guys are working on. And you're going to tell us about your team and that one, which is called the IoT Plug and Play Bridge. First, before jumping into that, can you share with our audience who you are, what you do at Microsoft?
Yeah, certainly. Hey folks, my name is Mahmoud Hussain. I am a product manager for the IoT Plug and Play Bridge that Olivia mentioned. And I've been working on this for a while with our devs, and I'm really super excited to bring this to the show.
Awesome. So you are talking about Bridge. You will be talking about a Bridge. Before jumping into that, you guys need to know that we recently announced IoT Plug and Play, which is a great feature that will allow device manufacturers to basically have their devices declare the capabilities to a cloud application. So like think USB Plug and Play for IoT, right, basically?
Yeah.
And so that feature arrives real soon. People will be able to play with it real soon. Sometimes it's not enough. And we'll talk about a specific scenario here where you have different actors, some building actual sensors that don't connect to the internet, some building these hubs or gateways that will be able actually to connect to the internet on one side and connect to these sensors on the other one, and will be actually used as a bridge to have these sensor data going up to an IoT application.
Yeah.
So let's talk about that. So what is that IoT plug-and-play bridge that you guys are building, and why are you building that?
Yeah, no, I think you said it really well. Right, think of it as a bridge, right? And previously, you must have heard of the IoT plug-and-play itself. And this bridge takes that one step further. So we're actually building on top of it. So our promise for the plug-and-play bridge is for device builders, you know, folks who are building devices like this, that if there is a sensor that is connected to a Windows or a Linux box, then we take that sensor and we bridge it over to Azure. And there is no code needed. With a little bit of an asterisk, anytime we say, you know, blanket statements like that, there's always a little asterisk, right? You know, there's a little bit of code that you may need to write if you're doing something proprietary. So we provide that as an option as well. So really, any sensor that is plug and play compatible with Windows or Linux, bridge that over to Azure without having to write any code for well-supported sensors. And you don't have to recertify your device, your gateway device in this example, if you're adding new sensors. And that's a huge benefit to our device builder community.
Maybe we can actually go into a little bit of details here. So when you're a device manufacturer, one of the big interests of having it IoT plug and play certified, which is a process where you actually say, my device will actually support IoT plug and play, and here is the model that actually I'm publishing so that my customers can go and download that model and reuse it, or for my device to auto-declare itself. And there's a warranty for the final integrator or customer that this device will integrate into its IoT solution seamlessly thanks to IoT plug-and-play interfaces. So the device manufacturer himself is actually eager to have his devices certified, and the certification actually indicates that there's a specific device model that goes with that certification for that device, right?
Exactly, right? And if you take this example over here, you know, what we're showing over here is a Modbus sensor. And this is an environmental sensor that does carbon dioxide, carbon monoxide, humidity, temperature, lots of other things. And this is something we just purchased off the shelf, right? We've connected it to this gateway device via this RG45 cable, pretty standard for the way a lot of Modbus sensors are connected. This breakerboard right now has one connection, but you can imagine about 240-odd sensors connected on a single device. Here, it's a serial breakout that's coming and terminating on RS232, and that's an adapter for Modbus to 232. What we have running on this right now is the Bridge application. So it's taking care of all that complexity that, Olivier, you talked about, right? The device builder has to actually comprehend what the device capabilities are. It has to comprehend what the device capability model for Azure is. And so the Bridge is taking care of all of that and is abstracting that away so that the only two things that you need to do is to let the Bridge know what interfaces you're creating towards Azure. And if you've done Azure programming before, this is really straightforward because this is a pretty standard standard way of connecting to Azure. And the second thing that you need to do is provide a configuration for how the bridge should talk to this sensor. In this case, this is a Modbus sensor. It came with the user manual that the manufacturer provided, and it said that read address X in order to get the carbon dioxide temperature, mm-hmm. or the temperature, and read address Y for this. And so that's all that we did, right? In a config, we just exposed that, mm-hmm. and we let the bridge run, and this is now connected to IoT Central.
So the bridge like literally comes at that level, right? You have actually you have IoT Ed running on that gateway here, right?
We will. We are not yet. Yeah, we are waiting for customer input, and that's one of the things we'd love to hear from our customers. If there is an application that you want to run as an IoT Edge module, please let us know. We want to put the dev engineering resources in the right place.
Yeah. And so on that gateway, so IoT Edge or not, basically the IoT bridge, IoT plug and play bridge, is sitting there to give a common interface for the cloud to the sensors that are behind, right?
Exactly, exactly. Okay. And you know this slide just kind of illustrates that a little bit better.
Okay.
So if you look at the starting from the sensors on the far left-hand side, right? These are various kind of sensors that may be connected to a Windows device or a Linux device. This is pretty standard for what you would see in an industrial deployment. There are a huge variety of sensors that are connected to these kind of devices. And for the most part, they love to develop on a high-level OS like Windows or Linux because their drivers are already available for them, right? And that's where they do most of the development. And so what we do is we utilize those standard stacks and provide the bridge on top. And if you notice, the topmost layer is the IoT plug-and-play SDK, right? So we comprehend the IoT plug-and-play SDK, and we use those APIs to talk to Azure and to IoT Central. And in terms of, let's say you have your own special piece of hardware, we allow you to write your own special piece of code as well and integrate that with the bridge. And we provide sample code for a serial PNP, which is an open protocol. It's all available on GitHub, and we'll give you the links later. And what I was referring to was we are under development for the IoT Edge runtime, and this is coming soon.
This is awesome, because actually what you're doing, you're adding a level of abstraction to make developers' life even simpler, right? Because that glue in between the hardware and the drivers and the services running in the OS and the plug-and-play layers in the SDK, they would have to develop that today, right? Which is our promise of no-code way of connecting sensors to the cloud actually is getting closer and closer,
closer
to reality.
Closer and closer, yeah. And let's see how we can actually do that right now, right? Over here, I have this set up in our Taiwan offices. This is the Cathay landmark. And you can see that we're using the device provisioning service, and it's showing up in the Microsoft offices in Taipei. And the sensor is already sending out the data to the IoT Central. And you can see all of the carbon dioxide and other key data performance over there. And this is a great dashboard for someone who is on IoT Central. And you can see on the menu up there, I can use the IoT Central to set commands and properties. So I can use the IoT Central to set commands. I can clear the carbon dioxide alarm, for example, or reset certain alarms. And at the same time, I can also see certain properties of the sensor as well. And all of this is without having to write any code. So let's have a look really quick at what I had to do in order to get this done. So this is a configuration file. And over here, I'm saying that, hey, I'm connecting over DPS, device provisioning service. And these are the URIs. And for someone who's done Azure before, this is very familiar. And for the sensor specifically, I'm saying that this is connected over a serial port, COM1 in this case, and this is how it's connecting. And then from the manual that came with the sensor, I figured out that just by reading the manual, that at this address, 40001, is where I read the carbon monoxide, carbon dioxide at 40002, and so on. So it's as simple as that, right? All I had to do was just plug in these values, and that's it. It's as simple as that.
Yep. So that's great. So actually, just like JSON file editing, and the cloud can understand these sensors information through that gateway or hub, whatever it's called, right?
Yeah.
So that's like pretty straightforward. Having that layers of abstraction, making developers' life even easier. So IoT plug and play bridge on top of IoT plug and play, definitely something we recommend to use.
Yeah.
Today, supporting Linux, Windows, both.
Yeah, so right now we've obviously got great support for Windows and Linux as well. There's a slight difference in the feature set between Windows and Linux, but you know we are always looking for feedback from our customers. And so we'd love to hear from you on what you would like to see as a feature, whether it's Windows or Linux.
Awesome. So we're going to add links in the description of this video for you to know where to go to learn more and to provide the feedback as well.
Yep.
Thanks for coming on the IoT Show.
Thank you so much for having me, and thanks for watching.
And don't forget to subscribe.